electronic keyboard is great for composing my mazurka, and I can even write it out on the computer, but how I wish a computer could do the composing for me. Then perhaps I could get some kip.
But it can be done, Master.
Who are you?
Fever-Thee, computer at your service. Compose yourself, or we'll have to do it for you.
Oh, come off it. Everyone knows computers can produce pop and new agey stuff, but they can't do real music. Why, it's taken the whole of evolution to produce Bach, Chopin, Miles Davis.
Okay, let's kick off with jazz. Al Biles of the Rochester Institute of Technology gave up on human jazz players when he wrote this program that does it better. He's on the line now.
I probably played about 1,000 gigs in my life.
These were real gigs?
Real gigs with
yeah.
people.
So what made you break the faith and turn towards machines?
So that I could play gigs as a single trumpet player. Unlike piano players and guitar players, trumpet players don't get a lot of gigs by themselves. Bugle calls, that's about it. An old dream of mine is to have a software soloist, real-time interactive. So I started Gen Jam in 93 as kind of an intellectual exercise, and gosh, it sounded better than I thought it would, and it's taken on, no pun intended, but a life of its own in a way.
How does Gen Jam produce its own solos?
Computers can do evolution as well as humans. Al uses a genetic algorithm.
Ah, I know what that is. You start with some things like human chromosomes.
Each one in this case stands for a musical phrase.
And then you mix two of them, or mutate one according to a set of transformations. And you can breed new musical phrases, just like life on Earth. And as for natural selection, let me guess, Al casts himself as Mother Nature.
He lets Gen Jam know which bits of music will survive to the next generation by hitting a G for good or a B for bad.
We're talking about survival of the fittest. The mutations are musically meaningful, not simply randomly switching something which may or may not help the way mutation works in nature, but compositional techniques like playing something upside down, transposing it. And after a few generations, the better ideas have had kids, and it starts sounding reasonable. This is a dream come true for me because I've played so many jam sessions where you'll get a guy who comes in every week and he plays the same licks, and you'd like to just say bad, 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 and breed it out of him. And I could do that here. So if there's an annoying lick, boom, it's out of there. It's fabulous.
One of the great difficulties is to be able to specify what you mean by something which is good. Do you think there is, in theory, a way of codifying what will be good music and not? Or is it something where you're always going to need a human being to say, yeah, that's good, I like it?
Well, I sure haven't been able to find anything that works. I failed utterly to come up with a program that can tell you whether something sounds good. You like it or you don't, and I don't know how to code that.
That's not all Gen Jam does. She also listens to Al and trades fours.
Oh yeah, that's where the players have a sort of musical conversation in four-bar phrases.
Gen Jam improvises. Trading fours, it's a very formidable opponent. And I play better with Gen Jam than I do when I play with people. I think I have much better ideas than it has, but it can develop my ideas much better than a human could do. When I'm taking a four-bar phrase, it's listening to what I play. And then in the last instant of my four, it mutates to develop what I play, and then that's what I get back in my face. And in fact, I can play lousy, and it can sound fine. I get a real kick out of it.
Apparently, it doesn't always hear you correctly.
It makes lots of errors. That's good, because instead of it being a mistake, I can call it a development, an enhancement.
So mishearing actually introduces a degree of freedom.
Yeah.
Creative and very human.
Well, yeah, it's... Don't want to go too far.
But where does this leave the sort of higher goals, like jazz development?
Ah, got me. I don't expect Gen Jam to be a genius. It can fool people occasionally on recordings where people thought I was the machine and Gen Jam was the human. But it doesn't take a lot of risks.
Isn't jazz a fundamentally human endeavor?
Oh, I think so. I don't think people are going to pay money to go into a venue and watch computers run. Jazz, it's highly spontaneous, should be anyway. It's that spark of creativity where the soloist surprises himself. That's what makes it all worthwhile. Gen Jam doesn't glow with discovery. It occasionally stumbles on something very nice, which causes me to glow a little bit, but it has no appreciation for what it stumbled onto.
See, it's just like Stepford Wives. Al taught Gen Jam everything she knows. Computers can't do it on their own.
Come with me to a square in Oslo University, where Norwegian composer Cecilia Ure has set up a computer-driven sound installation called In Situ.